You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. We're here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
And this week you watched The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Tell us a bit about it and your review.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye is a plucky biopic adapted from the documentary film of the same name produced by World of Wonder and released in 2000. Jessica Chastain plays the title role of Tammy Faye Baker, a devout Christian and Bible college dropout from Minnesota who joined her husband Jim as traveling ministers throughout the South in the 1960s. Singing songs and using homemade hand puppets to preach to children was just the beginning for this couple, who went on to create the Praise the Lord Club, a Christian TV news show in the 1970s which eventually earned them millions. Until 1989, when Jim Baker was sentenced to 45 years in prison on multiple counts of fraud and conspiracy. In this real-life story of American success, greed, and disaster, the film does a great job of exploring what some religious leaders call prosperity gospel, in which televangelists combine a sincere allegiance to Jesus Christ with an unbridled joy of growing wealth and luxury. Directed by critically acclaimed comedy TV writer Michael Showalter, The Eyes of Tammy Faye has some editing issues that disrupt the continuity in a few scenes, and certain transitions are less than graceful, making the film feel inconsistent or unfocused. But the film ends up being good, mainly due to Jessica Chastain's steadfast performance. She exudes a relentless cheerfulness that is only matched by her overzealous passion for religious connection and an affection for heavy makeup, acrylic nails, and large fur coats. Jessica Chastain also does all her own singing in the film and magically recreates famous TV interview moments of Jim and Tammy Faye from the 1980s. The film grazes the line between honoring Tammy Faye and the empire she helped build and ridiculing it. But where it really shines is in showing how Tammy Faye broke rules and challenged assumptions in televangelism by using her talk show to respectfully interview a gay man with AIDS or discuss the use of penile implants to support sexual activity. The film may not be amazing or great, but it's still an entertaining character study of a unique woman who showed her strength to the world happily and desperately.
All right, Casey, any Oscar potential for this film?
I would be surprised if this film is not nominated for a couple Golden Globe Awards at least. I would like to see Jessica Chastain nominated at the Oscars, but I think it's too soon to tell if it's possible.
All right, we'll just have to wait and see. Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.